3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Little Pistons open for a reason. I think the Pistons got punched in the jaw and they've got a counter. We went into the offseason, and you know this show is bullish. I'm bullish on the Orlando Magic. They made what I think is a brilliant trade and an impactful trade and a trade that speaks to the general viewpoint that the East is open and the time is now. So Orlando went out and got Desmond Bane, who is a fringy top 30, certainly a top 40 player in the sport. He is a perfect two guard to Suggs. He guards. He's going to average 20 a night. He gives you 6 boards. He gives you 5 assists. Again, the defense, 39% from three. And a fun little analytics stat, on spot up threes, shoots a whopping league best 43%. Oh. Bane is the perfect number three. Arguably, if you have a big three, he's the best three in the league. They have Banchero. They have Wagner. They have Suggs. That is a top three defensive team that just got better. All right, well, what did they give up? The dead body of Caldwell Pope, who they signed a terrible contract for. That's why it was 4 picks and not 3. And Cole Anthony, who's fine enough as a bench player, but nothing you truly care about. Orlando is better than you are. That is a punch in the face because they have moved forward. So here's my question, guys. First of all, Bane was built to be a Piston. If you're really thinking about it, if I said to you, guy I could put next to Cade, guards, great three-point shooter, diverse player, good passer too, you'd go, ooh, tell me more. That's Bane. And the four first-round picks, this is what Piston fan needs to learn. The picks don't matter. If you're going to be any good, they don't matter. The CBA is designed, you're not going to be able to keep your team together. You know what Orlando said, Rico? Here's a 3-year window. Because we're not going to be able to pay everybody. So here's my question. Now that we've kicked off the offseason, right, this trade happened out of nowhere. Right. Reports say teams, plural, reached out about Bane, but nobody went after it as hard as Orlando. Does this motivate you more as a Piston fan, as an observer, that it's not even an option to make a move? They have to make a move. Or let Trajan cook.
Well, it's funny because when the trade went down, you're like, oh, okay. And he, wow, wow, he went to Orlando. Like, you want to hear he went out, he stayed in the West, someplace like that. He went to the Lakers. He went to Orlando. Of all teams, we've said, I think Orlando is going to be, you know, that team to beat. And they realize we're not where we need to be. We can get better. Now, the funny thing is, Mike, I think a lot of Pistons fans will say, you know, we could have did better than Bane. We could have done better than
who?
I'm not saying.
A player who signed, a 20-point scorer, no, low ego, high output.
He's not Kobe in his prime is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's one of those where, yeah, but we, you know, we can do so much better. I'm with you.
These are the same people drinking Malik Beasley's bathwater. Really?
And that was the next thing is, well, we got Beasley. I saw this and said, the Magic aren't messing around. The Magic are in this thing. The Magic see exactly what we see. That the East is there for the taking. Whoever wants to get this thing, no offense, your Celtics going to take a big step back. Your star's not there. And Orlando's like, you know what? Why not us? We're looking at what we're seeing out at OKC. We could be them. We can come out there with some young guys, and we can win this thing. Let's go get some three-point shooting.
Look, they were a terrible three-point shooting team. This provides spacing. This is it's a dangerous move. And for those of you who go, but we finished ahead of them this year, their big three played 92 minutes together. So do a little research or call a different show.
The only thing I feel good about is, according to your rules, they have Suggs. I don't know.
Balding point guard can't win championship. It doesn't preclude you from winning the East, but you're not winning a title when a guy's rocking a lettuce like that. I don't know what that is. Now, I'm about solutions. I didn't want to just leave this out there and go, okay, are you ready to get serious? News over the weekend, Shams Charania, I want you to listen to this because I said to you, I'm not going to bring players up unless they are known to be somewhat, if not totally available. Right? We're not doing fantasy radio. Let's trade for Paul Skenes. So, David, do you want to play the Shams report real quick here? Because I think Rico will perk up. So, here's why this is important. Oh, yeah, you can want to trade Jrue Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis. You know what Sharanya left out of that report? Those two are viewed as a negative asset around the league, meaning the Celtics are going to have to attach value to get rid of them, kind of like you guys did with Wallman. We have to attach something to get rid of them. Derek White, Jaylen Brown, go ahead. Do you want the Pistons to offer on one of them? Do you want to make a Godfather offer for one?
I do. I like the Derek White. You sold me on Derek White. That's not who I thought Dave was going to go with. I thought it was going to be sticking with Memphis, and I thought it was going to be Jaren. But, yeah, if you can get White here, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's going to break the bank, but I do think it will make your team better because it's an arms race, and look, Orlando already made the first move. You have to make some counter moves if you want to stay competitive. And not only would you take White away from the Celtics, but that's making them a lesser than team next year and making you better. So absolutely. Jaylen Brown, I got a feeling you would have to break this team up in order to sign him. And that's one, that's the same reason why I'm not a big, you know, KD type of fan. Not to say he is KD, but I'm not into just throwing everything away for one person, because if that person gets hurt, you're screwed.
248-539-9797. So, does Orlando have your attention? They should. And the Celtics are not hanging up the phone when teams are calling about Derek White and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, obviously, is a much more expensive player. He also is coming off a knee procedure. But he is a Finals MVP. He is an All-NBA
player.
Yeah, but
I don't think that knee procedure is anything, you know, like, oh my goodness, he's going to be out. It's kind of sound like he has some stuff cleaned up.
Well, right, but he's had a bulky knee for a few years. Look, man, you're paying a guy $55 million. Yeah. I'm not dealing with a chipped plate here. No. Like, give me the China, but it can't have a chip. The Derek White thing would be the move if you wanted it. And I know he's not, as Rico put it, he ain't Kobe in his prime. But do you want one of the best two-way guards in the league? Yes. Do you want a guy who can absolutely be the primary ball handler in the fourth quarter so Cade could go off ball? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you want one of the best defensive guards? Yes. Led the league in blocks from guards? Yes. Do you want a dead eye who shoots from three? Yes. Championship pedigree? And check and say, check.
The leadership. I think that's what would help this team, because this team had everything but somebody who could walk in and say, hey, guys, you want to win a title? We need to do it this way.
And here's the thing. Nobody heard Bane was available. But he was. Don't you believe more than ever the Pistons must make a move? That doing what Detroit does, we're just going to sit here and develop and, you know, take our time. I don't think that's good enough. I think you're seeing it in real time in the NBA. Teams have these limited windows. Mm-hmm. I think you have a limited window. Why? Cade's deal and Ivy and Durant are both extension eligible. Like, how much time do you think you have to, quote, let it cook versus make move? Nothing crazy, but make a move. Look, Orlando is now better than you. And if all three players die, no, they're not better. But they're better than you. So that's a problem. The Pacers are better than you. Don't believe me? Look at October, November, December, and then look at their record since January. Pacers are better than you. As long as Giannis is in Milwaukee, and look, whether he is or isn't, today he is, they're better than you.
Now, we talked about the Celtics and being looking what the Grizzlies just did. Do you kick the tires and you try to see, you know what? Hey, what's it going to take us to get Jaren here? Ja? No, I'm going to pass on Ja. But when the Grizzlies come out and say, no, they're untouchable, to me, that's just owner speak saying, make me a good deal and you
look,
can have them.
All I can go by is what's been reported today, which is not happening. Does it preclude you from picking up the phone? No. I'd love it. He's defensive player of the year. He can shoot the three. I have no need to pay Durant. Bye-bye. Any thought of sliding Durant to the four is just poppycock. But, Rico, I'm not mad at you for saying it, but it's like every report today is no soup for you.
Right.
Like, they're not doing it. But here's what I think. If they're taking a look in the mirror at the West. They have no shot the next couple of years.
And that's what I'm saying. And the fact that you have to come out and say this, just it's almost like when they say, hey, coach is my guy. He's going to be coaching here for a long time.
Uh-oh.
Cut scene, 2 weeks later, coach fired. Oh, no, no. They're untouchable. That just tells me, make me the right offer.
Here's your other problem. I think Jaren Jackson is going to be more expensive than Ja Morant. I think there's more of a market for Jaren than Ja. Oh. And if you just saw what Bane cost, what are you offering? You'd have to clear it out. Now, I'm fine with it because is he a top 20 player in this sport? Probably. And if I can put him with Cade and you trust Trajan to do what he does. Look, my point is you got to make a move.
Yes. Because gotcha. Orlando made the first move. Orlando is now sitting, in my opinion, in the driver's seat for the East next year. They'll be one of the top two, three teams.
Look, Bane, and again, look, I don't expect people to have like this.
But a good stat for the spot up three of 43%.
Rico, if I asked you to list the top 35 players in the league, Bane's going to be at the tail end of that list.
Yeah.
So for people who are like, well, but he's not Donovan Mitchell. He's a perfect fit for them.
See, I think that's where a lot of Pistons fans will come across. Like, well, who is he? They gave up way too much for him. Like, actually, yeah, they didn't.
That's nice. And meanwhile, this is the same fan base that washes Dennis Schroeder's balls. I'm not here for it.
You're on fire.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to that
because
type of nonsense.
He's not one of their guys. But you're right. He is built in a lab to be a Piston. Like, he would be a guy the Detroiters would embrace and be like, he is our dude. Let's lock him up for life.
Caden Bane becomes one of the best backcourts in the sport. That's it. 248-539-9797. We got a couple open lines. Let's grab them. Let's talk. That's Sham Sharania. And again, we're doing punch counter punch. That's what it is when your team gets good. Same thing Tigers are going to face. Same thing the Lions face. So the Pistons, I think they took a punch. Orlando and the Pistons are the two teams that if they're stocks in the Eastern Conference for the future, I'm buying. Well, Orlando got a lot better. They signed KCP to a terrible deal. You know what they just did? They got rid of the garbage, attached four picks to it, and you bring in a top 35 player in this league who fits exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, because I think he was making like, 22, almost $23 million a year.
And he was woeful. And Cole Anthony's a bench player. So, A, does it have your attention? But B, okay, Sham's talking the Celtics are not shutting down calls on White and Brown. What do you want to do? I leave it to you guys. You know, I would love to see Derek White here. But I'm not going to sit here and pound the desk and tell you it's the only player I want. No. Jalen, I'd be careful with. A, the acquisition cost. But B, the contract is egregious. I mean, Jalen's a very good player. Very. And on certain nights, he'll be the best player on the floor. But 55 plus a year on a supermax because he made all NBA, I'd be very careful with that.
Yeah, I'm looking at White. I would also take Hauser. I'd kick the tires on Hauser, see what the Celtics want for him.
A dinner napkin. They just want to get rid of his contract. David, the ticket tech's coming in. What do you got?
I think running it back would be a big mistake for the Pistons. Everyone else in the East is going to get better. You cannot sit on your hand and just bank on internal improvement. Not going to work this time. I guarantee you, Orlando is not going to be the only Eastern team to make a massive swing like that. Other teams, even others that finish behind Detroit, will take big swings and get a lot better. Detroit doesn't need to make the swing to improve. They are going to get left behind if they don't make that swing.
Well, and I think draft night's going to be – this is going to be a weird draft night.
Yes, it
is. Every NBA insider is pointing towards fireworks, trades. It's just this new CBA has really spooked a lot of people. It's scared people because now you're seeing – if I said to you a year ago the Celtics would be blown up, you'd be like, that's impossible.
Right, I would be like, Mike, you're just over-exaggerating.
Ready? Hashtag math. The CBA has really hit people. And you know what it is now? It's essentially a hard cap. Essentially, that if you get into these tax aprons, it is a hard cap. So If I'm the Pistons, you got to do something. Come on. Yeah. Got a great opportunity here.
Redistribution of the talent throughout the league. It looks like it's what they're trying to do instead of having – it's almost like it's the anti-super teams where now we're going to make it so your team's only going to be good for about 3-4 years max, and then after that, in the toilet.
That's pretty damn accurate. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, what's up, fellas? How are we doing?
What's going on, boss? How are you?
Not too bad. All right, a lot to unpack on the Pistons. You guys touched on a few things, so all right, here we go. Jaren Jackson. Okay, he's not available. They just took 3 non-lottery picks for Desmond Bane, essentially, okay, with Cole Anthony and KCP. Pick up the phone. Please, like, I'm with you. Mike, you nailed Desmond Bane down. He was the guy I wanted. Now he's gone. At least pick up the phone. Try. I think he would be a good fit here.
Oh, there's no argument. Nick, there's absolutely no argument. I mean, for instance, like, you know where else he'd be amazing? Golden State. You probably could stretch out the career of Steph a little bit more. Mm-hmm. They've got a guy like Kuminga, who everybody believes needs a change of scenery. A young asset like that. A bevy of picks. Yeah, Nick, if you're willing to dangle an Ausar Thompson or a Ron Holland, several draft picks, yeah, Nick, ultimately it's up to the other team to say no. I'm not fighting Rico, you, or anybody. I would love Jaren Jackson here.
Well, just one thing I wanted to add to that. All right, Desmond Bane was locked down contract-wise.
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson's, he's got 1 year left, 20 and then, million, something like that.
Then you got to pay it. You got to pay the bill.
Yeah, well, I think he could resign with the Pistons. I think he would be a good candidate from that. He's got the Michigan State ties, you know, maybe. You never know.
Look, I think now that you've gotten up off the mat and now that you've shown you can win and you got a good culture here, I don't worry about guys staying. It's still when you get to the open market. And, Nick, you know it. You sound like you watch a ton of NBA. This free agent class is garbage. So any Piston fan, put a bar of soap in their mouth if they go, no, we don't need to trade. We'll just sign people. Who are you going to sign? And Paul Sarah's afraid. There's the best small forward in the league right there. Paul Sarah.
Russell Westbrook.
But this free agent class is awful.
Yeah.
It would have to be a trade. I have no problem if people say, make Memphis say no. Why would I be mad? Same with you. That's the target. He's a unicorn.
And only because, as Nick said, Memphis took on a lot, which... Even though they're saying we're not rebuilding, we're not starting over, you took on a lot of garbage that I don't see where you're going to – what you're going to do with this. Your picks are more valuable than the players that you
The other thing, you can't pay everybody. So they've got Aldama, the kid who originally was drafted by the Jazz, who's kind of blossomed. They probably want to pay him. You know what's coming down the tracks with Jaren. Mm-hmm. There's a scenario you can keep both guys. My whole point is if you zoom back out and look at the big picture – the next 3 years, do you have any legitimate hope of being better than San Antonio or OKC? No.
No. And that's just it. If you're Memphis and you are, heck, if you're Memphis, and but you're playing it the way the Timberwolves are, and you're just like, you know what? I can't break this team up because I feel like we're just a player or two or a break or two away from actually doing something. You're Memphis. You're a long way from that.
Go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on?
Trigger Mike, Rico, what's good?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, I got another name for you that I think would be a perfect fit. Why don't we go after Sabonis from the Kings?
Because I don't know if he's available. I mean, I still got to read a report where he demands a trade for me to tell you. I mean,
make him say no. Kind of to your point.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Imagine him in a pick and roll with Cade.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm spitballing here. But he made a career high 65 or 73s this year on almost 40% shooting. He's adding it to his game. That matters.
He's the perfect fit.
I would love it. Listen, Lamont, this is the point. This is the point. Hold on one second. No, you're bringing it up just like Rico did. Kenny's not here today, but that's what the money's for. Your general manager or president of ops job is to unearth availability that is not publicly known. That's the job. Most of the guys that are available never get traded. So you're right, Lamont. But I wonder, I don't know if the Kings know what they're doing.
Let's take advantage of that.
I'd love it. I mean, but you're all in. The Orlando thing has your attention. You agree.
100%.
Got to make a move.
100%. Okay. They're scary. And I'll give them one of Dern Stewart, one of Holland Thompson, four firsts, and
done.
They say no.
Done. It's a reasonable offer. I don't have a problem with it, Lamont. I think you're right on track. I know Piston fans are probably, you know, hiding in their bathtub. What do you mean we have to give things up?
Yes, that's how it works.
That's what real life is.
Yeah.
David, you okay over there? You've gone very quiet.
No, I'm good here because Orlando was already on my radar before this move because I knew what they had already, and I knew that if they made a move to be like, you know, top four, which they are now with Desmond Bane. So, Rico, you're right. Pistons fans are like, you know, Derek White isn't Kobe Bryant, but neither is Desmond Bane, and Desmond Bane has just made Orlando better. So I don't need a Kobe Bryant. I just need to make the team better.
No, and David, that's what I'm saying. For like most Pistons fans, I'm like, we don't need to make that move. I'm sure we could get somebody better than that. Where's Devin Booker? Where's this guy? It's like,
okay, hold on. Here's what we're going to do. This is perfect timing. These are hilarious to me. I have a Jaren Jackson trade offer from the Pistons. I'm going to read it. You guys are going to say, like Gladiator, thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever. I'm going to read this to you. Because this to me, this is a no-brainer. I do it a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I'm sick. 248-539-9797. I'm going to tell you the cost. If you make Memphis hang up the phone, I give you the trade offer next. 97.1. Okay. I have news you can use. So, people calling up with Jaren Jackson Jr., right? Pistons got punched in the face with this Orlando deal. Orlando made a big move forward, adding Desmond Bane. People want Jaren Jackson Jr. Rico Beard wants Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, Memphis can say whatever they want, but it is Trajan Langdon's job to make them say no. Right? This is no different than when you do or don't pursue a Max Crosby. Make him say no. Here is the trade package. Your Detroit Pistons receive the following. Jaren Jackson Jr. Here's what you give. The deal. Ron Holland Jr. Beef Stew. Bobby Clinton, the Swedish kid they drafted. A first round pick swap options in 26, a 27 outright, a 29 outright, and a 31 outright. A pick swap plus three. Plus Ron Holland, plus Beef Stew, plus Bobby Clinton. You get Jaren Jackson Jr.
Okay, that's it.
I'm looking for more.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I didn't hear Ivy. I didn't hear Thompson. I didn't hear Durin.
I think Ron Holland is the highest upside of any of them. I'm not trying to move you off your opinion. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. If that's the deal and Memphis is okay with that, yeah.
And it's not
break out the old fax machine. I want this thing solidified right now.
Right. So it's a swap plus three, and you are giving up two first-round pick players, and then, oh, my God, the team mascot, the emotional leader. Whatever will we do without Beef Stew?
You know what? We'll survive. Deal.
Yeah, exactly, because you're getting the defensive player of the year.
Right. See, I honestly was expecting, like, Holland plus Durin plus...
Would it change your opinion if it was Holland and Durin instead of Holland and Beef Stew?
No.
Because Durin? Bill's going to be due.
Let me backtrack. There's really nothing you can say that I'm going to be like, no. Okay. There's just nothing that you can say. Because if you're a Pistons fan and you're worried about team defense, well, congratulations. You're bringing in the defensive player of the year. So if you think the Pistons defense is good now, it'll get marginally better. Plus, you'll have the stretch four. You're looking for that guy who can hit the three, the big who can hit the three. Like, yes, whatever. Make it happen. That's one where, and I don't think you got to break the team up, but if you want to give away a bunch of guys for him, I'm for it. Like, we'll figure it out with what we have left, David, and move forward. Maybe Jaren you can keep Jackson, your Schroeders. Maybe you can keep your Malik Beasley.
You know what's really interesting, too, is in that trade package, you didn't have to send big dollars, meaning the Tobias deal is going to fall off your books as you need to extend Jaren. Mm-hmm. Fontecchio, off your books. Isaiah, gone, off your book. So it structurally is sound. Look, Rico, I would offer that same package for Sabonis. Like,
this has got me worried now because it makes too much sense.
I know that it won't happen.
Right.
And that, you know what we get in this town? Nothing. We're going to get an
old bagels.
No, it's just, Cookie said it best. Ah, the team's bad. You can't ask us to make a move. Ah, the team's good. We're close enough. The moves wouldn't be impactful enough. Like, in this town, I'm waiting for somebody to step forward and say, no, we are ready. We have collected all the jewels, and we have a Thanos glove, and let's just get after it. Like, the Pistons could win the East next year, but they're not going to do what is currently constituted. And Orlando made a big step forward.
They did.
And people who know hoop know. They know that. Because it's not just about the individual player. It's how that player opens up their offense. It's about the fact that they're going to have their big three play more than 90 minutes together. And that they were a top three defensive team in the East, and they just got better because Bane will guard you. And they had no three-point shooting. Bane shot 39% from three, including 43% on spot-ups. Jaren Jackson. David, you doing that deal?
Yes, I would do that deal. And someone just texted in and says, give me the number to the Grizzlies front office. I'll make that call right now myself. Get the deal done. No brainer.
Yeah, but here's the other thing I think people are going to have to get more used to. And it started with Rudy Gobert. It kind of changed what the value of first-round picks are. Mikal Bridges was another one of those moves. The Desmond Bane thing. Guys, you have got to lose your thinking of the old way where these first-round picks were first-round picks.
You're giving up your future. You're not mortgaging your future. What you're doing is you're embracing the now. You're embracing your window. Think of it like that.
Yeah, and why do I care about a first-round pick in 2029?
Well, here's the beauty. Most NBA first-round picks, Mike, let's just be real, aren't ready.
Yeah, they turn them into Jerome Wiesu.
Right. Most are going to spend time back and forth in the G League. The top three or four picks normally stick around and really do something. This isn't like it was years ago where, man, you had a top 10 pick. That was a difference maker that you just inserted into your lineup.
Look, we're seeing it with Indiana now. And Pascal Siakam's not Michael Jordan. No, but he's a really good basketball player. And he's better than anything else you have, not named Cade Cunningham. The point is you got to add something. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to happen organically by just letting the water boil. Who is this player that's going to step forward and turn you into that type of team? No one ever wants to answer that.
No.
Is it Ivy? Assur has to learn how to shoot.
And here's the dirty little thing, Mike, that nobody wants to talk about. Now that Cade has had a taste of success, he doesn't want to go backwards. So what you don't want is disgruntled Cade. So keep improving the team. Keep moving forward. Keep adding pieces. Because after he's not going to want to sit and wait 3 years for somebody to develop when we could just go get somebody right now.
And if you're projecting, if you believe Cade's a top 15 player and Jaren Jackson's a top 15 player and you have the ability to put those two together, how don't you do it? Because here's the other thing. When we've talked about some of the cheaper options, Piston fans recoil. They get mad. So do you want to shop at the bargain bin and take players with flaws?
Right.
Or do you want the Rolls Royce? Well, if you want the Rolls Royce, you got to pay Rolls. You're not going to get Rolls Royce for Toyota pricing.
Right, but if you take the bargain bin and the players with flaws, well, what's wrong with the guys we have now?
Lots of things. 248-539-9797. David, some of the ticket text. No, I'm saying from a championship level. Turn on the NBA Finals. Are you close to that? It's no different than I watched the Stanley Cup Finals with the Wings and I comp them to the Oilers and Panthers. We're not playing the same sport.
Mm-mm. Yeah, reaction to the trade there. Sounds like a deal to me. Yes, 1,000 times, yes.
Okay.
Someone else says, done deal. Jaren Jackson Jr. for 4 first-round picks. Duren Ivy, yes, yes, yes. That is a football fan from Belleville, he says. Jacob in Minnesota says, I would love to get Jaren Jackson from Memphis. I was just under the impression that they moved on from Bain so they can re-sign him.
Look, I think the principle of this is you make them say no. The only reason it was brought up, Rico brought it up, callers brought it up. I have no problem. I mean, look, teams are going to be calling. There's blood in the water. Mm-hmm. You're going to call. And eventually, someone's going to offer something like, look, I don't know that they were that hip to moving Bain, but Orlando gave them something they couldn't say no to. It's your job to do that sometimes, just like with the Celtics. You want to call up? You want to make a run at Jaylen Brown? You want to make a run at Derek White? You're the hammer or you're the nail. So just pick which side of the equation you want to be on. I mean, if you add Derek White, do you believe you have one of the best backcourts in all of basketball? Yes. If you don't want that, fine. Go add something else. But what I don't understand is the Jim Costa opinion. Do nothing. Let it simmer.
Right.
What?
Because what you don't want to see is, oh, okay, in the end, the Pacers made a play and they brought in Jaren Jackson. And you're like, wait, why didn't we do that? Oh, you didn't try.
All right, we'll get to the people. We'll get to a football today as well. Talked a little U.S. Open to start the show. I do want to get a little baseball in the mix in the 4 o'clock. But look, the Orlando Magic made a blockbuster move for a player that honestly would have looked amazing in a Pistons jersey in Desmond Bane. Does that move have your attention? Have you crossed the rainbow bridge to where Rico and I reside, which is Pistons need to be aggressive this summer? And then also, look, Sham Sharani reporting, the Celtics are not hanging up the phone on people calling about Derek White or Jaylen Brown. I'm not telling you must pick either player. I'm just offering to you, when people are ruled to be available, we're going to bring it up. I love D. White. I think he'd be amazing as a Piston. Jaylen Brown, I'd be careful. I like him. I like him a lot. He helped bring me a championship. I get worried about Jaylen Brown. I think as long as you know Cade is your best player, I'm more comfortable with Jaylen Brown as a Robin than I am a Batman. But you're going to be paying him like Batman. Mm-hmm. Now, are you okay with that? I leave it to you. This Jaren Jackson thing, I'm not mad if you call up and go get the unicorn. Defensive player of the year. The issue, would it kill Jaren to grab a few more rebounds? Just a few. Like, what is he, allergic?
No.
He got tennis balls in his hands where he can't grab. I mean, come on, man. You're 7 feet tall.
No, we'll sweeten the deal. We'll go out and bring X back from the Celtics. You guys don't want him. There you go.
He didn't play in the playoffs. All right. You can have him. I'll throw him in. Let's go to Steven, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
Lifelong Magic fan here. Great Father's Day present yesterday.
Yeah.
Espo shirts my kids got me. It was, so I've been on all the Magic podcasts and talk radio all morning. And the consent, and I've been listening to, you know, daily. And the consensus is for months, you know, we've been bringing up players, this and that. Who do we want? And he hasn't come up once. And today everyone's like, well, we didn't bring him up because we didn't think we could get him.
Right.
You know? And the consensus is, forget who cared about a 25th overall pick 2 years from now, a 27th overall. We have everyone signed through 2028, except for Montero. We're going to sign him. And just the fact that we got the DeVos family to open – we haven't made a trade since 2019, right? We got the DeVos family, who made all their money scamming people at Amway and still refused to spend anything on the Magic, to actually open up their pocketbooks. If we don't cut – everyone, including Franz's brother, we go into the second apron of the luxury tax. If we can convince the DeVos family to do that, obviously there's a shift on where the NBA is going. But that being said, a Magic fan living in Detroit, I hope you guys do nothing, and I think your team's great. Just keep it as it is, and I'll be at all the games in my jersey with my whole family, being super happy with the stellar lineup you guys got. Please don't change it.
No, and Steven, I think you made a major step forward. I mean, you've got the window right now. You've got a big three. If you count Suggs, it's four. You play great defense.
I count Suggs.
You needed shooting, mm-hmm. and Bane is going to provide that to you. You are one shrewd, Malik Beasley-esque free agent signing away from being, I think, an absolute threat to just be the top team in the East. So, no, Steven, they did it, and the Pistons do have to answer.
See, I think with Bane, you are. If you're like him and you're including Suggs in the mix, you now have your big four. I think you're ready to go if you're Orlando. Yeah. You just got to keep everybody healthy. That's the thing.
It's the one non-negotiable in this sport. Sign Jason Tatum's Achilles. Let's go to Jerry, 97.1. Jer, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. Great afternoon here. Yeah, I think we definitely have to do something the Pistons do. I think I was jealous of getting Bane, somebody like him. I think we need to go after Derek White. But when I heard about that Jaren Jackson idea, I think the two things the Pistons lacked is a pick-and-pop big, which I'm jealous watching Miles Turner, and I think a defensive guard that's got more offensive talent than, like, Schroeder would be key to get.
All right, let me throw you a Derek White trade offer. Tell me what you would do with this, all right? I'm negotiating on behalf of the Boston Celtics. I'll take Jaden Ivey. I'll take an unprotected first and throw in beef stew.
Done.
Okay.
I'm very curious about Ivey's possibility, but without knowing it, it's hard to do.
No,
I'd rather keep Holland instead of Ivey.
And understand, from a Celtics perspective, we've got a year to figure bleep out. Meaning, bring Jaden Ivey in, play him until the wheels fall off. If he blossoms, you pay him. If he doesn't, you get rid of him. Beef Stew is a rim protector big that we need because the Celtics have no bigs. They're getting rid of KP. Al Horford died.
Yep.
Xavier Tillman's busy having babies. So, and I get a first-round pick, and I cut some salary. I mean, Jerry.
And I'm not even, like, in love with Durin, really, in a sense. I mean, it worked out that he did that high pick thing where you dump it down. But, you know, I don't need him either, really. I mean, Sabonis would be great, too.
Listen, it is all you have to, more so than ever, Jerry, GMs in the NBA have got to draw lines in the sand on who's important and who's not, who's mandatory, who's a luxury. So fans approach it from the wrong perspective that we get to keep everybody all the time. They've gotten very used to what the Lions are doing. That's the NBA's new CBA forbids it. It becomes so punitive. You end up with a tax bill like the Celtics that's north of $300 million. It's can't do it. So I look at Ivey and Durin. One of them's got to go regardless. They're both extension eligible. So weaponize one of them. The beef stew thing? Look, all jokes aside, I like him as a backup center. I don't like him at $15 million per.
No.
Tobias at 26. Fontecchio at 9. I mean, this is a lot of bloat. You need fourth quarter players. Right? Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I want to spend my money.
And for those out there, because I've heard people say, well, you know, imagine this team, if Beef Stew was playing against the Knicks, that would have been the difference. I was like, that would not have been the difference when they played the Knicks in the playoffs.
Why does this town always do this and we turn people into Marvel superheroes? Why? Why can't Beef Stew just be a really nice backup center?
Right.
Why do we have to turn him into Moses Malone?
He was going to be the difference. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So we need to keep him. Like, actually, if you can move him, that's what you want to do. Because he would not have been the difference. You needed somebody who, in the final 2 minutes, could step up and hit that big shot. I'm not looking at him.
It's why Malik Beasley turned into a pumpkin in the seminal moments of your season against the Knicks. Because role players generally don't get it done. Mm-hmm. The playoffs have been, are now, and will forever be about stars. Who made the game-winning shot in the NBA Finals? I'm sorry. Was it Benedict Mathurin? No, it was Halliburton. Buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just, that's the deal. It's not going to be Lugan Dort who saves you. It's going to be SGA or Jalen Williams.
Right. I mean, you even look at it. It wasn't Mikal Bridges. He wasn't hitting those big shots at the end of the game. We're either going to win this thing or lose this thing with Brunson.
That's right. So it's an uphill fight in this town to just want more. That's okay, though. All right, let's get a little football today, David. We will get some baseball. Big, big trade in baseball. And why I'm fine the Tigers played no role in it, I'll explain. And then, yeah, we're all waiting on, hey, if you had this on your bingo board, you win. Will Vess Pinky. Didn't have that on my bingo board of baseball injuries, but that one makes, better hope that's not serious. Because your bullpen's at a 10 ERA, I think, over the last 10 games. Mm-hmm. Vest has been electric. Cannot afford another injury. They don't play today. He didn't talk after the game. We're all waiting. You need Will Vest.
Yeah, the last time a player didn't talk, well.
Okay, you do not put that in the universe, mister.
Sorry.
I don't care that you're wearing that lovely gruff hat. You do not say that out loud. 97.1.